Lucille was a woman and I was a boy. It was obvious that she wanted more than a man her age could give her. That was me. I was wild as a summer squall, blowing through town, no direction at all. I was wilder than even she could believe. I had a Cobra Jet 428 and a 65 Ford, and it ran great. Take it on out to where that gravel turns to road. Take it on up to 110, tires screaming in and out of the bends, and Lucille hanging on just as tight as she could. And it was crazy, but it sure was good. Lucille was 50 and I was 19. You know it never bothered me, not even when they called out in the bar. I'd get tough and I'd bust some heads. Lucille would laugh when the cops got there. We'd sneak out the back and take off in my car. I had a Cobra Jet 428 and a 65 Ford, and it rang great. Take it on out to where that gravel turns to road. Take it on up to 110, tires screaming in and out of the bends, and Lucille hanging on just as tight as she could. And it was crazy, but it sure was good. Turned 45 when I woke up, well, out in the driveway. My wife had fixed that old car up for me. She'd had it in the garage for a week or two. When I got it back, it was good as new. I started it up and I took off down the highway. I drove on up to Randolph Heights. There's an old folks home there past the lights, and Lucille sitting out there in the shade. I wheeled her around to the passenger door. I picked her up and put her in that car, and we took off like a Dust Bowl hurricane. And that Cobra Jet 428 and that 65 Ford, well, it rang great. Took it on out to where that gravel turns to road. Took it on up to 110, tires screaming in and out of the bends, and Lucille hanging on just as tight as she could. And it was crazy, but it sure was good.